From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. The last of the state presidential primary elections in this year's U.S. political campaign takes place this week. The largest of the Tuesday's five elections is in California. It's expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the Democratic presidential nomination, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls show a tight race between the two in California. Both would like to finish off with a win there. A senior Chinese military official, Admiral Sun Jianguo, Sunday rejected U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's recent statement that China is isolating itself with its actions in the South China Sea. Carter said the Chinese government is erecting a great wall of self-isolationism in its militarization of disputed islets. Admiral Sun says his country is not isolated now, and will not be isolated in the future. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. He charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its annual report Thursday, in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to maintain the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan. 7 people were killed, 21 wounded, in what they say was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. This is VOA News. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home of the de facto capital of the self-proclaimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. The Islamic State group has held Raqqa since 2013. Floodwaters on the River Seine began receding Sunday in Paris. The receding waters allowed museum curators, merchants, transit operators, as well as the public itself, to get some relief from the city's worst flooding in 3 decades. Voters in Peru are electing a new president. The most recent public opinion polls indicate candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kuczynski, both conservatives, are virtually tied in the runoff election. The answer to the question, should all Swiss citizens receive an unconditional basic income each month, is a resounding no. More than 3/4 of Swiss voters have rejected a basic monthly income for the whole population. Stefan voted yes on the proposal.
I think people will go on working because it's a human need to be useful, to do meaningful actions. So, in fact, I have the impression that people will even be more productive if they are productive on themselves instead of being obliged to be productive.
Melanie voted no.
The risk for de-solidarity within the society is too large. I find that it's really a real danger that once that people just get their basic needs covered, the society doesn't feel responsible anymore to look after the ones who can't really handle the situations on their own.
Switzerland is the first nation to hold a referendum on the issue. Pope Francis canonized 2 new saints Sunday, the Polish founder of the first men's religious order dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, and a Lutheran convert who hid Jews during World War II.
Autoritate Domini nostri Jesu Christi.
Pope Francis canonized the Polish priest Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary and the Swedish nurse, a Catholic convert, Maria Elizabeth Hesselblad, during a Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Square. The president-elect of the Philippines says he will pay a bounty to people who kill drug dealers. Rodrigo Duterte said during his campaign he would unleash the military and police on drug dealers, but late Saturday he invited the general public to go after them as well. Speaking to a large crowd of cheering supporters in a televised speech, Duterte, who will take office June 30th, said he would pay $107,000 for dead drug dealers. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.